Well, you think they're ready?
I think they are.
Okay, well, we have a surprise for you. We told you there would be a surprise.
Which is a pop quiz.
It's a pop quiz. So now you've had a whole day and a, not even a morning of DSR, so we thought it'd be a good time to give you a quiz.
And there may be a couple of questions we haven't really covered in there, but you might use your kind of logic to figure it out.
The good news is it's open book. And if you feel a little confused, you can talk to a neighbor, and it's multiple choice. The page, believe it or not, it's hidden in your notes. I hid it in there. So if you go to the very back of your book, turn to 54 and 55. Now, on 54 and 55, there are 19 principles listed. But there's only 14 DSR principles, so 5 are wrong on page 54 and 55. So your goal is to check off the ones that are false. So 14 of them are true and 5 are false. So you have a really good chance of nailing this quiz. So does everybody understand? So you'll do page 54, 55. You'll answer true or false to the 19 statements, and 5 of them, only 5, will be false, and your job is to figure out which 5. You can look in your notebook, and you can talk to a neighbor, and we'll give you about 10 minutes or so. So start.
Ready?
So do you, how do you feel about that? You think you got...
Now, we said we probably didn't cover every single thing already in there. So you might have had to extrapolate some of your answers.
So page.
From your experience. So.
Okay, so we're on page 54. So number one, the entire nature of our universe is based on spin, true or false?
True.
Okay. Number two, spin is an intrinsic particle of all elementary particles, including electrons, photons, quarks, etc. True. Okay.
Number three, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and physical symptoms have an unconscious spin quality to them, which can be positively transformed when you spin your representation of them.
True.
We've been doing that. Well, it would be a better question if it said we reverse the spin, right? Okay. But yes.
Problem states and negative emotions typically spin one direction, while positive states and emotions spin the opposite direction.
True.
Okay. Five, most negative experiences spin to the left on a horizontal line.
False.
Well, we don't know.
But,
and I think I think most of them actually go to the right. But it isn't necessarily in a horizontal line. They can go this way, they can go like a record on a turntable, they can go this way, they can go that way, they can go some diagonal way. So, it's whatever way the person's representing the spin. Did a quick comment over here?
No, I just said I had a question on 5 because it didn't seem
okay. Yeah, so the answer is probably not. Find out from the person which way it's spinning with them.
Can I ask you one question about number 4? Mm-hmm. Are you saying that for an individual, the positives on any given issue tend to go in one direction?
No, it's not always going in one direction for a particular individual. The problem will be tend to go in one direction and the reverse.
Like different directions.
Yeah. It can. Although what I find often, I've done this a lot with clients I've had over time, and it's like theirs will typically spin the same way for a problem and the opposite way for a solution.
That's interesting. Yeah, because we haven't done it enough to actually check in and see if that's the case or not. So.
Treat each episode as a new thing. Don't start making generalizations about it. It's
right.
Just, you know, as we say in NLP, all generalizations are lies at some point.
Yeah, because I was treating that question.
Including that one.
Sorry.
What's that?
I was treating this question like the cash register. You know, the cash register test.
Yeah.
Really checking
sort of
moms like.
Well, that's a different kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 7.
Six.
Oh, six. When you take a negative emotion and reverse the direction of the spin, the negativity of the emotion will fade away or disappear. True.
Okay. 7, when you take a positive feeling and spin it in the same direction, it will intensify the positive nature. Yes.
Number 8, if you spin an image of George Bush backwards at a high enough speed, it will morph into an image of Bill Clinton.
True.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Actually, you know, that is false, but we'd like to think it's true. You guys are fun. You're the first group that's ever, like, unanimously shouted out true. That's really made my day. That's so awesome. I love being in California.
Yeah. Only a California group.
Only in California.
If we were in Texas or somewhere, they would have argued with that one. Yeah. Well, try it and see.
Yeah, you try it in.
Okay, 9. There's often a positive archetypical message or hidden metaphor to be found within each spin that you do. Typically, the message will serve as a resource you need to resolve the problem. Integrating it in will make a positive difference in getting the outcome.
Sure.
Yeah, we think that's one of the real key parts to this.
I'm not sure if we talked about 10. If an image or gift seems incomplete, then slowly spin the representation of it in the positive direction, and the image will begin to fill in or become more coherent. Yeah.
I don't think we mentioned it, but that's our experience.
I'll explain it to you. I was working with a client, and she got a gift, which was a leaf, and it seemed incomplete. And so I just had her spin it in the positive direction, and then a tree showed up. And so, of course, that had deeper meaning. And just for fun, I had her take it even, you know, more. And then this beautiful image of a valley and mountains and a tree and showed up for her. And so you can play with that. When you do it, though, do it kind of slowly. But where I got the idea for this was, I don't know if anybody has read The Holographic Paradigm or The Holographic Universe, but if you read about science and the holography, that is a part of what happens with holography. So that's where we got that, and then we started experimenting and found that to be the case. So we really encourage you to have fun with this. It's just endless what you can do with it.
Okay, this one came up yesterday, 11. If there happens to be more than one negative feeling or image that appears, then place a larger circle around all of the images and reverse the spin of the larger circle until it transforms. Remember we had two yesterday? Was it Diane? Yeah, and she had two. So Chris said, well, draw a circle around it. Now you want to be careful with that. If you go, draw a circle around it, then you could start influencing it. Does that make sense? So keep your hands away from it. Say, you draw a circle around it, and then the person will tend to do it the way that they
need. And what's great is when she did it yesterday, she actually showed us which way it was going. And so you can watch, too.
But if you do it, if I say, okay, if I was with Diane, it's okay, Diane, now draw a circle around it. Notice how that could be a problem.
That's true.
12, when you take a positive feeling and spin it in the same direction, the positive feeling will disappear.
False.
Never spin an image of a body part, like an organ or limb. Instead, spin the symbolic representation of the pain, the malaise, or the problem associated with the body part. True.
Yeah, right. We just had that conversation, right?
Yeah. 14, sometimes there's a delayed response when spinning an unpleasant symptom, like an ache or a pain, before the healing shifts occur. This means you should completely abandon the spin and try other kinds of techniques instead. That's right.
By the way, it's common to have a delay. Somebody might have a headache and they spin it, and it's maybe a little different, but then, 20 minutes later, it's gone. And sometimes it takes a while for your soma to catch up with your thoughts, so to speak.
If you have any difficulty in releasing an image...
Wait, 15.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Never spin an image of a person. Instead, spin the negative feelings you have about the person. or a symbolic representation of the problem or issue you've had. Yeah. Again, you don't want to explode your kid or something.
If you have any difficulty in releasing an image or representation after spinning it, then there's often a deeper forgiveness issue that needs to be resolved.
True. Yeah, we already mentioned that today. 17, if you get a gift back that you don't understand what it means, you don't like it, you can spin it again until another one appears. Or you can send it on a mission to get another gift or treasure. Yes.
It's okay to spin any body part that is identified when the person pulls a symptom out, except for vital organs, such as the heart or lungs.
False. Yeah. Okay. That one comes because we had a question. Somebody somehow thought it was just vital organs that you didn't spin.
You know, like it was okay to spin the spleen or something.
You could go ahead and spin your finger because you could get by without that, but you don't want to spin your lungs, right? But no, don't spin any body part and blow it up. Okay.
And of course, the last one, when in doubt, spin it out. Well, so how'd you guys do? Did you do good? Yay! Okay. Well, that's the pop quiz. That was the special surprise we had for you that we told you about yesterday.
Pretty disappointing, huh? Okay, let's have you do this. Stand up for a second. And just stretch. We've had you sitting for 45 minutes, so it's a good idea to do something else for a moment.
You guys know cross-crawling. You've learned that, this. So we'll do a little bit of cross-crawling.
Did Susie do brain gym with you? Or?
Oh, okay. Explain what cross-crawling is, Tim.
Cross-crawling. It gets both of your brain hemispheres going. It's a way to integrate information. Sometimes if you do a piece of change work...
You can just imagine doing it, okay?
If you're sometimes doing a piece of change work and you feel like you're still integrating at the end, doing this cross-crawling will help get you grounded again. By the way, take your hands... Put them here, and notice if you move them in circles like this, one way will be more invigorating and one way will be more relaxing. Notice for yourself which that is.
So one way will energize you and one way will relax you. So
if you're getting fatigued, you can do your energetic way. If you can't sleep at night, this is a good way to kind of settle yourself down, or before a meditation, this can be a nice thing to do.
And since we're getting ready to do a little...
So do an energetic one now.
Yeah, do the energetic one so y'all wake up.
Okay. Then have a seat.